on many days we are satisfied with the state of the world overall. Our life is going well, maybe not perfect, but well enough. Our routine gives us meaning and comfort. We experience the goodness of the world, and we still have many plans. The last thing we would want to happen is an interruption to our routine or a disruption of our plans. So when we sing, O come, Emmanuel, we refer back to the hope of Israel 2,000 years ago, or maybe God's peace in a more spiritual sense. But would we want God with us to break into our comfortable routine and our plans? Well, probably not when everything is going so well. And it's not just our personal lives. At times it seems as if the world is certainly going in the right direction, and that after some wobbles, we might arrive at a time of justice, prosperity, and comfort. Finally, for example, we are taking the natural environment seriously and restoring ecosystems. There has been a change in planning practices and cities the world over. They are becoming more attractive. We give more importance to community voices and more attention to the marginalized. People around the world leave poverty behind, and life expectancy in the poorest countries is increasing. Some people see even greater opportunities and are confident that soon we'll have the ideal society. With all that human ingenuity and creativity, all that human potential, they would certainly not want the human project stifled by anything, least of all by supernatural events. But on other days, we can see the world suffering all too clearly. Even if our life is generally good and decent, our hearts long for something more complete. There are days when we face suffering squarely. The tears do not dry up. The future seems bleak and hopeless in this world. The cares of the world seem to overwhelm us. The darkness seems all around us. And when we look at the world where the powerful lord it over the weak, where the sun sets on human wrong every day, where human greed and human pride leave destruction in their wake, then we do long for a disruption of this ancient history of suffering and oppression. When we see the continued violence, the preference of the technical over the human, the destruction of the good and beautiful in society and in nature, then we pray that you, Lord, would rend the heavens and come down, that you would do away with injustice and recklessness and renew the earth. When we see the godlessness, then we do pray that as when fire sets twigs in place and causes water to boil, you come down to make your name known among those who deliberately dismiss your grace and persecute the children of God and people of goodwill. Then our hearts ache as we pray, as generations have prayed before us. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. So is our hope for your coming in glory, for your judgment and mercy, for your renewal of the earth, just a dim hope to get us through the days of suffering so that we can make it to the good days, when we can push it back to the back of our minds again? Or is it a hope that we look forward to even in our best days? I pray we do. For light eternal already shines on our life here, whether we live in dark days or not. The light of your coming, O Lord, makes our best days have meaning through you, and it redeems our worst days in your grace. Our joy and our suffering, our contentment and our despair, our satisfaction and our longing, they are all made complete in you. For our days are gone in an instant, but in you they have purpose and an end point. In you they are not in vain. You indeed hold our times in your hands. That's why we do not need to know the times and dates of your coming in glory. But Lord, we need to know that you will come. We need to know the end point of the world, the end point of our own lives. For in that coming, the world and also we as individuals and as members of God's people, we are made complete. Your coming in glory can already inspire our actions here and now, for then we know that we are not just buffeted by wild forces, by strange powers that overwhelm us. We know that we cannot change the world single-handedly, but we also know that the world is not going to hell in a handbasket. We know it has purpose, that it is redeemed. Therefore, we can encourage each other and build each other up. We can live in the light of Christ here already. We could put on faith and love, hope and salvation. Through your grace, we can already live lives that are not determined by the powers of this world, but rather by your heavenly light. And so, Lord, our God, we pray that you can use us, that you can shape us, for we are the clay, you are the potter. May we be vessels of your peace, your love, your hope. Amen.